Jean Iris Murdoch was born in Dublin in 1919, although she spent her childhood in London and Bristol. After graduating from Oxford and publishing a study of the works of the French philosopher Jean-Paul Sartre, Murdoch started her successful career as a novelist. However, her fiction is deeply infused with ideas and concepts. Her novels typically have complex plots whose characters represent different philosophical positions, with observations and reflections on 20th-century middle-class life, fluctuating between the realistic, the grotesque, and the comic. The Sea, the Sea tells the story of a retired playwright and director, Charles Arobi. Arobi comes from a fairly modest background, but has climbed socially throughout his life to become quite famous. At the start of the novel, we learn that he has decided to retire in solitude to a run-down old house near the sea. The book takes the form of a diary, into which Arobi pours his memories, thoughts, and observations, and this literary device is highly convincing. In the beginning, Arobi notes down his impressions of the sea, his difficulties in climbing out of the water onto the rocks, and describes his new surroundings. This is punctuated with his thoughts on cookery and brief portraits of his friends. These erratic early notes allow us to become familiar with Arobi, even to like him, without knowing much about his past. As the novel progresses, new facts emerge that throw a much darker light onto his character. Arobi is immediately established as an unreliable narrator. After beginning with a moving and beautiful description of the sea, he surprises us by writing that something horrible has happened, which I can't bring myself to describe. We learn nothing more until 20 pages later. One day, while sitting on some rocks and looking over a perfectly calm sea,
"I saw an immense creature break the surface and arch itself upward. At first, it looked like a black snake. Then a long, thickening body with a ridgy, spiny back followed the elongated neck. I could also see with remarkable clarity a kind of crested snake's head, green-eyed, the mouth opening to show teeth and a pink interior."
Arobi's only unlikely explanation is that this might have been a hallucination caused by his use of LSD once when he was young. The reader is left with a sense of uneasiness, however, in spite of Arobi's attempts to downplay the event. Although Arobi is frequently very satisfied with the writing style and power of the descriptions of his friends, they are often unkind. One by one, several of his friends appear in the novel, and we learn that they are quite different from their portraits in earlier parts of the diary. A letter from his old lover Lizzie reveals that she is not just a rather silly, over-feminine woman who owes her career to Arobi. Significantly, Lizzie describes him as a womanizer who has treated her badly. Arobi himself cannot explain his green-eyed monster vision. However, we gradually discover that for most of his life, he has been motivated by jealousy, envy, and possessiveness. His envy of his cousin James is particularly virulent.
"Part of my unease about my cousin consisted in a fear that he would succeed in life and I would fail. It is scarcely possible to say how far my will to power was inspired by a deep, original intent to outshine James and to impress him."
And yet, when we meet James, we quickly discover that he is a far better, braver man, willing to sacrifice his own life for Arobi, something Arobi hardly acknowledges. His narcissism is astounding. On discovering that his first love, Hartley, lives nearby, Arobi carries out an absurd plan to kidnap her and hold her prisoner until she agrees to leave her husband and come back to him. Although Hartley is the unwilling captive, Arobi feels most sorry for himself.
"I was totally vulnerable and helpless. I had lost control of my life. end of the lives in which I was meddling. I felt dread and a terrible fatalism and bitter grief. Grief such as I had never felt since Hartley had left me so many years ago.
This is perhaps the point at which our liking for Araby is most severely challenged, and yet throughout the novel, he manages to remain a sympathetic character. Murdoch skillfully maintains our fascination for him, and like his friends, we remain drawn to him in some way. The American literary critic Harold Bloom wrote that no other contemporary British novelist was of Iris Murdoch's eminence. The writer A.S. Byatt called her unmatched in world literature since her death in 1999. The Sea has been twice adapted for radio. In the 2015 version, Araby was played by Jeremy Irons.